Thank you. And I would like to, I'm glad to have to, that I have the opportunity at this moment as a stage where there are still people in the room, that I wanted to say a few words about the remarks of Svend and Johan at the end of the presentation of Bill Carey and Don Miller. The critical remark was that it is unreliable to derive the frequency position of formants from a spectrogram. And the comment was made at the moment when there was a single spectrogram made from a certain spot in a singing phrase. And then the confusion started maybe when Don said that the second formant would be most probably be in a certain place. We, from the Groningen Voice Research Lab, have had these comments of Johan and Sten for several years. And the comment, in fact, is perfectly valid, but might have a great impact, as you will understand. In a single spectrogram, many factors influence the height of each harmonic and their relative strengths, like the room acoustics, like the vibrato, like the vowel, etc. That is what we know also since the very beginning. We are fully aware of this, and we never will fall into that pit. What is done with Voce Vista then differently? I can explain that easily, but experimenting yourself with Voce Vista would help you a lot. When using Voce Vista, you should consider that the evaluations are made from a dynamic series of spectrograms, taken from a sung phrase, either sustained or a musical phrase. The evaluations are not made from a single spectrogram, but from the changes in the spectrogram in a dynamic sense. From that you can derive what the formants most probably do, knowing the vowel, which you can hear, and the constraints in the positions, frequency positions of the formants. The spectrograms, the scale spectrograms, are then used to explain what the formants did, what they do, how they shifted, not to derive where they are on that moment. What I want to stress is that my Stockholm friends are right, but apparently they have too little experience with the use of spectral dynamics in Voce Vista, and the audience might get a wrong impression of the validity of Voce Vista procedures. A final word on using records of singers. Sure, recording engineers can do a lot and can have a surprisingly deep influence on the recording. Sure, old recordings have different frequency ranges, recording filters, and so on. But since Voce Vista is a dynamic evaluation, or an evaluation of the dynamics of the sound, these remarks are not valid anymore. You really can use, is our opinion, old records for this purpose. And we have done enough background research to state that Voce Vista is a very reliable tool only if you use it after practicing a lot and use the still spectrogram only for further explanation, not for real measurements. Thank you.